Hello and welcome to this quick start video on VectorVest Pro Trader, the industry leader in technical analysis software. We're pleased to announce that VectorVest Pro Trader is now available for our real-time platform. VectorVest Pro Trader will add in-depth technical studies to your charting capability, as well as searching capabilities to your Unisearch tool. This will provide a great complement to the indicators that you're already tracking in VectorVest real-time. The place I'd like to start is with the new and improved searching capability. First, I'll select the Unisearch tab, and we'll begin to build a technical search. I'll start with a very popular indicator. We'll build a search for a bullish MACD crossover. In order to accomplish that, first thing I'd like to do is click right in the parameter box, and from there, we'll select stock price. So I'll slide over here to price and volume, and we'll click price split adjusted. Next, in the operator box, you'll notice that a new addition is placed to the drop-down, and that's Pro Trader. So I can simply slide over and select MACD crossover. All that's left to do is click in value, and a commentary window will appear. Here it says the MACD line crossed above the signal line in the past 5 days. I can accept what's available, or there are some selections to be made. Instead of above, I could select crossing below, or in the number of days, I can go anywhere from the last 5 trading days all the way down to the current day. We're going to leave it set the way it was by default, and I'll simply select OK. So we're looking for a situation where any stock has had a MACD crossover, a bullish MACD crossover, in the last 5 trading days. Now let's put in some price and volume criteria. And we'll start by putting in stock price greater than $5. Next, we'll add some volume criteria, and we'll say that the average volume has to be greater than, say, 250,000. So we'll go back to price volume and select average volume, and we'll say greater than a custom value of 250,000. I do want to point out, not only can you incorporate these technical studies with some price and volume criteria, but you can also incorporate the power of VectorVest core analysis. And let's just add relative value, for example. So in the next parameter box, I'll go to stocks, capital appreciation, select relative value, which is the long-term upside potential of the company. We'll say that that has to be greater than 1.25 on a 0-2 scale. That would mean that the stocks would at least have very good upside long-term potential and displaying a MACD crossover within the last 5 days and met the minimum price and volume criteria. To get the results, I'll minimize the dashboard here at the bottom, run the search, and we'll produce a list of stocks. We're running the search on June 12th as of 1:53 p.m., and here we have our list of stocks that met that criteria, starting out here with Vistaprint. Let's take a look and see if we can find that MACD crossover. We'll just take the top stock here, Vistaprint. In order to find it, I can simply click on Graph Selected up above. Now, our MACD search is looking on a daily basis, closing values yesterday and current values today, for example. So what I'd like to do here is change it to a 3-month graph. And we have a MACD indicator here already placed in our selections. So in order to see MACD, I just simply click it, and voila. On the bottom, we can see that the MACD has clearly crossed within the last 5 days to the upside, giving us that bullish indication and meeting that criteria. If MACD were not available in the selected list on the right, I could simply take my cursor up to the top, click on Add Parameter, and with the addition of VectorVest Pro Trader, a Pro Trader selection will be available in your drop-down list. So for example, from the list that remains, I could select RSI. And when I do so, it drops RSI down into the list of indicators that can be in fact charted. If I wanted to modify a particular indicator, let's say MACD, I can simply right-click and, for example, select Change Periods. Here you'll see the list of the default periods that we use for our MACD. And of course, each and every single one can be modified to your liking. I'm just going to cancel the box for now. So when modifying, not only can you change the periods, you can change the style in which they're presented, you can change the colors. There are some things that can be done here to soup the graph up to your liking. I will also point out we do have a Manage Layout section now at the bottom of the graphs, and when I click that, there are a couple of layouts that are provided here. With the addition of VectorVest ProTrader, I'm pleased to announce that the ProTrader Timing DEW layout that everyone has raved about for the last few years is part of the selection here. So it's as easy as clicking on ProTrader Timing DEW and selecting Load Selected Layout. That places that layout immediately on the graph, and here we have our envelopes, our weighted moving average, and our detrended price oscillator on the bottom of the screen. So with the addition now of VectorVest ProTrader into real time, not only can you chart our ProTrader DEW and follow along with that in real time, you can also search based upon any of these indicators. I am also pleased to announce that we will be adding indicators over time. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.